The child was sitting quietly, playing with a small stone, when the idea arrived. I wish I could hear the earth speak. And just like it was, in the days when magic was still around every corner, the wish floated up into the air and was caught on the wind. It floated with ease to a cave at the edge of the world, a place beyond the last crashing wave. And that's how she heard about it, the Awenneth. She was in her cave, stirring her bubbling pot over the fire and singing a gentle song to Fox, who was dozing at her feet. Crow was sitting on his silver branch, thinking about the past and wondering about the future. Spider was busily weaving her web, and the little keepers were gathered around the well, waiting for a story and chatting about the treasure that they'd found that morning. The wish landed on Awenneth's shoulder and whispered into her ear, "I wish I could hear the earth speak." Awenneth is a spirit keeper, story spinner, earth speaker. She's an ancient soul who's been listening to the earth since the beginning of time. When Awenneth hears the child's wish, she moves without hesitation. She steps through the curtain of time and stands in the child's daydream, her kind face smiling and her hand outstretched. The child has no fear, only curiosity and wonder. The child takes Awenneth's hand, and together they set out on an adventure into a world of possibilities. My name is Awenneth. I am your guide. Hold my hand tight. We're going to fly fast. Up we go into the air. Feel how light you are. You float with the wind. You are birds. Below us are streets and houses, rivers and trees, forests and valleys. There are lakes like silver coins and blankets of snow on sleeping mountains. The great ocean rolls out in front of us, calling us. Down we go, swift like an arrow, down into the depths of the sea. We are fish. We breathe easily. Our silver bodies move like light through the pure water. The current carries us quicker than time, and soon we burst out of the waves, floating with the bubbles on the surf, landing soft and strong in our own form on a beautiful beach. The sun's kiss warms our skin, and everything seems to welcome us home. Crow is circling just overhead, calling out loudly. Beyond the beach, you can see green rocks and gullies. And if you climb that small cliff, you'll find yourself in a meadow with long grasses and wild flowers dancing in the breeze. You can see an old oak tree growing close to the edge, his roots pushing out through the sides of the cliff, hiding an opening. That's where we're headed. That's my cave. I can see my friend Fox standing in the shadows waiting for us. We'll be with you soon, Fox. First, we must see what Crow needs. He's circling over something in the water.
I don't see it, Crow. Has it sunk under the water? Oh, I see it. It's there in the waves. Oh, dear. Can you get it, Crow? Bring it here to me. Land on my arm, if you would. We mustn't drop it. Oh, Gaia, it's barely alive. I haven't seen one this old for a long time. We'll have to get it inside and see what we can do. Crow, fly ahead as quick as you can and tell the keepers we have an old story that needs urgent help. We'll climb up the path here into my cave. But before we do, I must give you something. You wished that you could hear the earth speak, and you will. In this little pouch around my neck are my listening seeds. Hold out your hand and I'll give you a seed. There you go. It's so tiny you probably won't even feel it in your palm, but it's there.
Hold it gently and carefully. So long as you have the listening seed, you'll be able to hear everything in the cave speak. Let's go in and see what we can do for that poor old story. Watch your step now. The small stones can make the path slippery. Now, one last big step up onto the rock, then in we go. Hello, Fox. I'd like you to meet our new friend.
Nice to meet you, Dream Child. Welcome to our cave.
Fox, I need to go and give this story to the keepers. It's getting weaker by the moment. Would you show our friend around?
Of course, Owenneth. The keepers are waiting. Crow told me it's an old one.
It's old indeed. This one has been told many, many times. It looks worn out. We shall see what the keepers can do for it. I'll see you both soon.
Well, Dream Child, you're a lucky one being brought here. You best come with me. Come over to the hearth, my favourite spot. It's warm and it's where Owenneth makes her lotions and potions for healing. And more importantly, it's where we do all our cooking. I'm not quite as clever as Owenneth, but I do have a very good nose. I can smell a smelly, smelly, smelly crow right now.
I'm very clean, I'll have you know. I smell of sea spray and fresh air. Not like you, Fox.
All right, Crow. I was only joking. I think you met Dreamchild here already, did you?
We saw each other outside. Nice to meet you. Fox likes it here around the fire. But the most important place in this cave is the well. It's where we listen to the great source. She gives us our story spirits that we send out into the world. Our hope is that human beings like you will find them and share them. But it doesn't always happen, I'm afraid.
Come on and see the well. It's just over here. It goes straight down to the great source. Be careful when you look over the edge. It's a very, very long way down.
It's normally the keepers who work with the well. They live deep down in the earth and always know when the Great Spirit wants to speak. When it's time for the Story Spirit to arrive, they appear from every nook and cranny in the cave and dance around the well.
They're tiny little things. They look a bit like you, only smaller. It's best to stay out of their way if you see one. They can be very cranky when they're working, and they are very protective of the new story spirits.
They are very upset about the old story washing back up. Look out, Fox. Here comes one of the keepers you upset yesterday.
Oh no, there's a whole gang of them. They look like they mean business. Let's stand over here in the shadows. They're not very happy with me at all. Be careful now not to stand on any of them. I discovered they really don't like that.
Have you been here before?
No.
A little bit the first time.
No, Frick. It's all right. It's not that dangerous.
I'm hungry.
I can't believe I'm stuck here with you lot. If it wasn't for this stupid limp, I'd be out treasure hunting with Merlin today. She's leading the hunting party, and she's the best treasure finder there is. Not everyone gets to get on her team, you know.
Yes, Scrog, you have mentioned it a few times. Come on, little keepers. It's important that you learn how to check the well. A story spirit will arrive soon, and you need to learn how to read the science.
Everyone's so depressed about the great source, now they're even sending the learner group to check on the well. It's because they know there won't be any story spirits coming soon.
Come on, Scrog. Everyone's got to start somewhere. You were an apprentice once too.
Don't stand up there. You could fall, you silly child.
Yes, down you come, Freak.
I'm just looking.
I know you're just looking, but it's not safe. Now, kids, come over here and help lift the ladder. Scrog, would you go up and show us how it's all done? It's too dangerous for you, kids.
No.
But watch carefully how Scrog does it. It'll be your turn soon.
Scrog, that fox that stood on you yesterday is over there watching us.
I know. I'm trying to ignore it. My foot is killing us, and if that fox comes anywhere near me, I might have to bite it.
It might bite you.
If it did, Awenith wouldn't let it back in the cave.
Hold that ladder tight now, kids.
Anything down there, Miss Scrog?
No, it's completely silent. I think the great source has dried up altogether.
Don't say that. You'll frighten the small ones.
Is the great source sick? My dad says it's never taken this long for a story spirit to arrive.
I don't think it's sick, Pet. It's probably just angry.
Everyone is getting so cross these days, I don't like it.
Yeah, my mum nearly bit my head off this morning just because I dropped a feather.
The great source needs something. And if we don't find it soon, the whole place is going to start fighting. No one's got any tolerance left.
Have you seen the visitor that Awenith brought? Those human children are always such big, funny-looking things.
Shh! It's over there. And Awenith has given it a listening seed, so it can hear us and it can see us.
That's no fun. I like when we're invisible. You can put a treasure right in front of those humans and they have no idea how it got there.
There's something about that child, though. Awenith must have brought it here for a reason.
Oh, maybe she wants to cook it.
No one eats humans. They're disgusting.
Those humans are full of ideas. Maybe it has one of those.
Possibly, but I doubt it. Human ideas generally cause such a mess. I doubt Awenith would want any of their ideas here.
Doesn't look like any starry spirits are going to arrive soon. Come on, kids. Spider should have finished her web, and she always puts on a great show.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what she's made this time.
Her, I wouldn't want to be bitten by one of those little things. It'd probably give me a disease.
Ha ha, I don't think she would really bite you. They are very industrious little beings. I've heard that their tunnels stretch far into the earth.
Aye, they do love to go adventuring. The keepers are in charge of finding treasures. They travel far and wide in search of them. You should see what they come back with. Leaves of the most magical colours, sticks in the most unusual shapes, shells, feathers, coral pebbles, shining stones, and even tiny little bones, polished white by the sun.
When a new story is born, it will be matched with a treasure. Awenith performs the binding ceremony, and the story will be caught inside.
Each new treasure is delivered out into the world and placed ever so carefully so that a human listener, like yourself, will find it.
A little story found inside a leaf can travel from one human to another until it has spread across the whole world.
That's how it used to be anyway. These days, the stories of the great source often don't get noticed. You wouldn't believe it. Story treasures get stepped on or kicked out of the way, and then the stories never get told.
Caw-caw. It would be nice if you could witness the ceremony, Dreamchild. But a new story spirit has not arrived for a very long time.
Fox, I think you need to come. The story is getting weaker and weaker. The keepers don't know what to do for it, and I've tried every herb I have. We're going to go and see Spider to see if she has any answers.
Oh dear, aye. Well, come now. Come on, Dreamchild. We need to head to the back of the cave, where Spider lives. It's dark back there, but her web catches the light and its silver threads glow with moving stories.
If you watch carefully, you can see the whole cosmos in her web.
This way now. The Keepers and Awenith are all sitting in front of the web, waiting to see what comes. We can sit over here. Come and join us, Crow.
Caw, caw. Spider has been working on this web for days. She must have something important to tell us.
The Keeper's children always talk all the way through Spider's web pictures. It really annoys me.
Something's appearing.
It is beginning.
You're right. It looks like a tiny seedling is growing in the middle of the web. It's growing into a flower.
It's opening out its petals.
Oh, look at that. It's so beautiful. I've never seen a flower like that before.
I feel like I can smell it.
I feel like I could eat it. And I don't eat flowers, but I could really eat that one. Bet it would be the sweetest, most delicious flower ever. If I could only eat that flower, it would make me feel like I was the best thing in the world. I really, really want that flower.
You want to be careful with flowers like that. They can make you sick, you know.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. It's drooping. What's wrong with it?
A petal's falling off. And now another.
And another. And another.
They're dropping into the earth and disappearing.
The flower is dying. Now it's only an old dry seed pod blowing in the wind.
Oh, but look. The little seeds are shaking out. They're scattering across the web.
The flowers have disappeared altogether now.
What are those little stars? They seem to be glittering all over the spider's web.
It looks like little stars exploding everywhere.
Oh, look!
I see it! I see it!
Each one of them starts growing into a new seedling.
There are new flowers growing everywhere.
There's beauty everywhere.
But it's different. These ones aren't for eating. They are singing a new song.
Spider, stop moving now. Is it finished?
I'm hungry.
It's definitely the end. Spider's bowing.
Yay!
Shh!
Thank you, Spider. My friends, I believe that what Spider is telling us is that this story was once loved and many considered it beautiful. But it has been told too many times and it cannot keep going. All stories come to an end eventually. There is no rule for how long a story can live. Some have lived amongst the humans since they were just a few travelling tribes. And those stories still look fresh as the day they were found. Each story seems to know when it has reached its own ending. And this story is worn and old, and it's very tired. It is ready to reach the end, and we must let it go. As Spider has foretold, if this story is allowed to return to the great source, new stories will come, and they will be fresh and new and full of potential. I believe that this story has come here to find its ending, and that the great source has not been able to produce a new story until this one ends. My dear friends, our task is to prepare this story for its journey back to the great source. We must make it a soft bed where it can rest and be carried back to where it began. Keepers, would you prepare a feather carriage for the story's journey? It is time for the ending ceremony.
The story is ending. We must all gather.
Keepers! Keepers! Gather at the well.
A story is ending. We must prepare.
Let's gather around the well.
Stand over here with me, dream child. Things are going to get busy. Here they come. Little doors are opening all over the cave. Look over by the fire. There are keepers appearing from under Awenith's chair. They're coming out of my bed. I never knew there were tunnels under my pillow. Oh look, up in the far corner near the roof. Can you see the little basket being lowered by the rope? They must have found some treasures in the upper lands.
They're all heading towards the well. It amazes me how they make such perfect concentric circles, each one bigger than the last. It's a shame you can't fly, Fox. The view is wonderful from above. They're starting to dance. It's hypnotic.
A story has come to an end. An ending must be marked as a beginning is marked. Crow, seer of the unseen, knower of the unknown, will you lift this story for the last time? Circle above us, so we may acknowledge this ending and release the feather carriage into the unknown, letting it float gently back to the great source, where it shall be received with love and transformed.
Ha, ha!
Dearest story of old, we thank you for your time with us. We thank you for all you have taught us. We thank you for the laughter you have brought and the tears that have fallen. Every story has its end, and we greet yours with sadness. But we know that after every ending comes a new beginning.
Thank you, Crow. You may let go of the story now.
The great source
has received the story, everything ends. Everything changes.
Well, something big is changing right now. What is that smell? Was that you, human child?
That is the sulfur rising.
Keepers, bring your treasures.
The story's rising. The story's rising.
We will need a special treasure for this one.
Everyone bring your best treasure.
Get into position for the ceremony.
I love this dance.
Look at all their tiny boots moving at the same time. The patterns on their coats and on their dresses look amazing when they move like that. When they all twirl at once like that, they look like a cloud of butterflies. It must be close now. All I can see is a blur. I'm starting to feel a bit sick.
It is nearly time. A treasure must be chosen. Keepers, bring the treasures forward.
Each of us has brought our very best treasure, Owenneth. The right treasure for this story must be among them.
Lift your treasures high. The story spirit is coming.
It is dancing around the cave like a firefly. Where's it going to land? It doesn't seem to like the look of any of the treasures.
Something's wrong.
I don't think it's going to land.
It doesn't like our treasures.
If it doesn't land soon, it'll lose its energy and it'll die.
Dreamchild, open your palm.
Do as Awenneth asks. It's quite safe.
You are here for a reason, Dreamchild. You made a wish that could change the world. The story spirit is looking for your wish. It is a wish that is deep in the bones of every human being. Open your palm and let the wish be heard. I wish I could hear the earth speak.
The story spirit has split into 1,000 pieces.
It's chosen every treasure we have.
We're all holding a living story treasure.
The great source has spoken. The new story begins. This is the story of a child who wished they could hear the earth speak. A child who visited the unknown place between the end and the beginning. A child who witnessed the release of one tired old story and who now has a new story in their hands. This is the story of a child who knows in their bones that they can hear the earth speak. A true listener. A child who will recognize treasures that are offered to them and will see serendipity as a guide. This is the beginning of a new story, a story that must be shared if it is to live. We send it out into the human world with our love and our hope.
Fox, lead us out to the shore. It is time to call the birds.
Come with me, dream child. The keepers will follow with their treasures. You may hold tight onto yours, but theirs will be taken by the birds and carried to every corner of this beautiful sphere you call Earth. Let's stand on the beach with the keepers and help them call the birds.
They're coming!
There are thousands of them.
Birds of every feather.
Oh, magnificent.
Look at them go. It makes me proud to be a bird.
Dreamchild here didn't do too bad either. You are very brave back there.
I'm proud of all of you. This has been an important day. Now, Fox, I'm sure you'd like some food. And Crow, you look like you need 40 winks. Yes, Keepers, you can begin the party. And you, Dreamchild, it's time for you to return home.
Goodbye, Dreamchild. Keep wishing and keep dreaming.
Goodbye, friend. Share your story freely and let it grow in your heart. You're a true listener. I hope you come back here one day.
Now, Take my hand and we shall fly. Up we go into the air. The journey home is always quicker than the journey out. We are moving light as the breeze, gently passing through the curtains of time, until we land, soft and strong, back where we began. Your breath is deep and steady in your body, and your body is on the earth. Wiggle your toes and stretch your arms, and know that your listening seed is forever yours. Keep an eye out for treasures. The world is full of them. I wish you well, my dear friend. Thank you for joining me in creating a new story. May Gaia's blessings be on you, and may the great source speak through you. Farewell.